The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has condemned the U.S. President Donald Trump administration for cutting funds for Palestinian refugees. Hamas describes the U.S. decision as blackmail.
We reject this American blackmail. It's aimed at implementing the American plan to eliminate the Palestinian issue, which is headed by Palestinian refugee issue. This came after the closure of the office of Palestine Liberation Organization there, as well as Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. This blackmail should provide an incentive for international community to increase their support for the Palestinian people and to reject these dangerous U.S. policies.
The U.S. State Department notified the U.N. Relief and Works Agency of withholding $65 million of funding. Washington also said that additional U.S. donations will be contingent on major changes by UNRWA. The move comes amid the Israeli criticism of the agency working for Palestinian refugees. Meanwhile, the U.N. says that the Trump administration's decision is regrettable. The Palestine Liberation Organization has also said the U.S. decision targets the most vulnerable Palestinian people and deprives them of their basic rights. The U.S. president had blamed Palestinians for the lack of progress in the so-called peace talks with Israel, a charge that the Palestinians strongly deny. Mick Napier from the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign joins us from Edinburgh. The Hamas spokesperson has said that this is blackmail. This is not the first time that the Palestinian side has said this about other moves that the U.S. has made. Why do you think they're terming this as blackmail?
Because it's very transparently an effort, a joint Israeli-U.S. effort to punish the Palestinians for the recent vote at the United Nations. And I think it's a warning that this is what we can do to the Palestinians, and we can also punish anyone else who resists or who defies the will of the United States. I mean, we have to look at what's preceded this. I mean, 10 years ago, I have to say I'm not a personal political supporter of Hamas, but 10 years ago, they won the elections in Palestine by a landslide. And because they won the elections by a landslide in the West Bank and in Gaza, the people of Palestine have been punished ever since. The decision to cut funding to UNRWA, the UN body that looks after refugees, is quite simply a continuation of Israeli policy to punish a whole people. One is reminded of the statement by a previous Israeli advisor to the Prime Minister, a lawyer called Dov Weisglass, who notoriously said that Israeli policy was to make sure the Palestinians didn't starve, but, quote, to put them on a slimming diet. And we even learned that Israel had a magic number, that they were calculating food going into Gaza at a rate of 2,200 calories per person and no more. So the punishment of the people, the commitment to making life as miserable as possible for the people is a very, very long, you know, it's a very long-term policy. And it has to be said that UNRWA looks after Palestinian refugees for a very simple reason. Israel, according to the UN, is the official occupying power still in Gaza. It patrols the entire periphery and controls what goes in and what goes out. And as the occupying power, they have responsibility for the well-being of the people there. However, Israel kills and attacks and punishes Palestinians in complete violation of international law. And UNRWA is needed because Palestinians are not allowed their international legal right to go home to the villages and towns from which Israel expelled them and which it prevents them from returning to. And it's worthwhile remembering that although the UN behaved badly in recognizing the state of Israel in 1948, that recognition was conditional upon the Palestinian refugees being allowed to return. And to this very day, they've been forced to rely on UNRWA for their sustenance. And now, with Trump's act of encouragement in the White House, with Netanyahu and Trump both singing the same song, they have decided to punish the Palestinian people. It's going to be a disaster. It's going to cause terrible suffering, and it's calculated to cause terrible suffering. Because Israel punishes these people for one reason only: they are not Jewish. Israel is the world leader in absorbing people into society. as long as they are Jews from Russia or America or somewhere else. But because these people are Palestinians, they are denied the ability to return to their homes and their villages and towns. And this is the latest terrible suffering that's inflicted upon them. Can I just add one point? Genocide is when you kill or harm or punish people because of their nationality. If I'm a criminal and I rob and kill people, I'm a criminal. But if I rob and kill people because they are of a special nationality, that is the crime of genocide. And Israel is committing the crime of genocide against the Palestinian people, has done so for decades. And I'm sorry to say to your viewers, this is merely the latest installment of a long-running, horrendous crime against the Palestinian people.
Thank you for that. That's a good point that you made there at the end. McNabb here, Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign, there from Edinburgh.